Celtfather Music and Travel, the best and worst of the Isle of Skye. Greetings all! The 2018 Celtic invasion of the Isle of Skye is over, and we had an amazing vacation. Every year I ask my invaders for feedback. This year I decided to do it a little bit different, and I wanted to help you figure out what were some of the best things to see when you go to visit Skye. So I'm going to share my best and worst things on the Isle of Skye, followed by feedback from invaders, including some of their favorites. We're going to start with the best of the Isle of Skye. My favorite thing in the Isle of Skye was the Quarang. This is up in Trotternish. That's the peninsula in northeast Skye. It's June, lush and green with powerful towering mountains. Now, Skye is a big hiking area, and I think most people go to Skye to hike. Most of our invaders were not big hikers. We were all happy to hike and explore, but the hardcore hiking was just not for us. Now, I'm sure there's some difficult hiking in the Quarang, but the two places we visited were fairly easy. A third place looked even easier. I guess for me, there was more room to relax and enjoy the magnificent mountain range in the Quarang. And if you're looking for one thing to do in Skye, this is my suggestion. My second favorite thing to do in Skye was the Skye Cruises out of Uig. They offered a 3-hour boat tour of the ocean and shoreline. We saw a castle, seals, and even watched puffins flying about. The captain was super friendly. He and his friend started this cruise a couple years ago, and it made a very pleasant experience. They provided free snacks and drinks, including Skye beer from the local brewery. They had binoculars available for seeing the sea life too, which is just kind of a nice little bonus thing. Of course, it probably helped that the seas were calm. There was just a little bit of rain that fell on us for about 10 minutes and then it was done. They had some good Celtic music playing in the back of the boat, and up front I got to play songs along with Pace, who played the whistle with me. And happily, Danny and Christine Fault of Green Man Clan joined us by accident. So that was a benefit of me boating out there. Nevertheless, it was a wonderful, relaxing little boat trip, and I highly recommend it. Third on my list of the best of the Isle of Skye were the ferry pools. Now, on day 3 of our invasion, we got a tour guide to take us to the ferry pools. The guide was kind of a flop, not much more than a driver, sadly. But the pools were brilliant, though a little tricky too. It was raining when we arrived, and we walked down this hill to the starting point. I say walk, but to be honest, there was a little sliding too. I had my bad shoes on. The ground was moist and squishy, so I fell more than a couple times, and that didn't bode well. Now, at the bottom of the hill, there was a stream, and no way to cross it, but yeah, unless you got your feet a little bit wet. There's just no crossing available. You have to cross the stream, and it's not a big stream. It was, 3, 4, 5 feet wide, not much at all. So it really wasn't that big a deal, but it was, it was a little concern after sliding down the hillside. Now I wasn't quite in the mood to plunge in. In fact, I was about to skip it. And I'm glad I didn't. I took off my shoes and walked across the small stream. After that, the walk was a breeze. It was a gentle slope into the valley. A river guides you on the right, and all along it are bunches of small waterfalls or ferry pools. And I didn't go all the way into the mountains. I took my time and had fun making videos. I sat with my feet in the freezing water. It was just delightful. Again, I'm so happy I went. So ferry pools, go check those out. The fourth coolest thing for me was the excitement of finding dinosaur tracks. So we stayed in Staffan Bay Cottages. They're located a 3-minute drive from the Staffan Bay Slipway. Really close. When we arrived, we learned that there were dinosaur tracks down there. So one evening, we hiked over to the beach and looked for the tracks. It took some time to find them, but eventually we did. They were covered in seaweed and not super. If you didn't know that the tracks were there, you might not have figured this out. They were really difficult to make out. But we went to the local dinosaur museum to confirm, and they were indeed the tracks we were looking for. Now, that was cool and all, but 2 to 3 months ago, new tracks were discovered at Brothers Point on Skye, which is on the way up to Staffin from Inverness and the other side of the island. So we drove by this area all the time. Now, on Friday, we finally headed to Brothers Point. We arrived just before low tide, so I should point out that there are no markers for these prints. There's nothing out there. You have to find them. Now, what I learned at the Dinosaur Museum a few days earlier was the footprints were found in sedimentary rock. So the first step was to find that. Now, I'm not a geologist, but I did overhear that sedimentary rock is layered rock. Most of the rocks out there, I think, are igneous rocks. This is years ago having some geology courses. I found a big slab of sedimentary rock and started looking. I found some small impressions and called over Pace and Selena, and Pace told me that they were about a foot in diameter from what he was reading. Now, I spent the next 30 minutes staring at the rock. How weird is that? Eventually, though, I noticed differences. I saw breaks in the rocks, and looking at the puddles, if you get really low, you see these indentations that were different from, like, the breaks. And they both form puddles, but one is not, you know, from a cut in the, a break in the rock. It's from an indentation. I called over Pace and we jokingly decided we found dinosaur tracks. I got some pictures and video, and I don't think you'll see much of anything. I'm going to share it eventually, but I don't think you'll get much out of it. Pace got a good picture though, and we decided to take his picture to the Dinosaur Museum to confirm it. And we got over there and we were thrilled. They said yes. So yay, I'm officially an amateur dinosaur track hunter. That was just really cool. I got to say, it was just a nice goal. I think I know that there's a lot of geocaching on Sky as well, and I can see the excitement of, you know, trying to find something, trying to discover something, and that's a neat little, I think, trick to think about. I want to think about for future trips, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what I come up with. Now, I was trying to settle on my top five of Sky, but I couldn't. So for number five, I picked two. First is the Sky Museum of Island Life. It's located in the northern end of Trottenish. It was a small croft community, but now it's a museum. I guess I liked it because it's the only bit of history we got on Sky. That's because this was also the place that Flora MacDonald was buried. So Flora MacDonald is the woman from the song Sky Boat Song who carried Bonnie Prince Charlie to safety after his defeat at Culloden, which marked the end of the Jacobite Revolution. The museum had a whole bunch of panels telling the story, along with the story of the Crofters, who are just a small farming community in various locations. This is like in this out of nowhere part of Sky. And there's just a, you know, it's got brick, rocks all around it, and little huts, and it's an active village per se. You know, people trading. There's all sorts of work trades. There's a trade store for that matter. At this place. So it was just really neat to experience that. I really enjoyed the Sky Museum of Island Life, and I also loved Neist Point. There's a lighthouse. This is on the west, I think it's sort of a northwest coast of a Sky, and there's soaring cliffs, huge cliffs, gorgeous ocean vistas, you know, just stunning. We got there at sunset, and it was just wow. I also recorded a couple of videos while I was out there. So that was some of my best experiences, I think, for the Isle of Skye. Now, I do have a blog about all of this over at CelticInvasion.com. You can go check out the 2018 itinerary, and you will find my entire blog where I shared little tidbits about moment-by-moment experiences from our trip. So that was really a nice way to catch up on it. For me to remember as well, I should have been doing this for the past 9 years. But alas. So what was the worst things of the Isle of Skye? I'm sure many would disagree, but my least favorite thing about Skye was Old Man of Stor. Now, there are some stunning pictures of Stor. You can find it in some of the most famous things that you see for the Isle of Skye period is some of these rocks. And as far as I can see, most of those pictures were either aerial photos or from way up on top of store. I didn't go all the way up, so I don't know. I don't have an airplane, and I didn't have the desire to climb all the way up. I climbed up through the third gate, so probably maybe halfway. And the view was nice, but not worth the effort in my mind. I'd rather go back to the Quarang, which is, you know, even prettier, too. I mean, it's a little bit more lush. This struck me as it was windy, and there's it just wasn't as green and pretty. I don't know. It's just a little disappointing. Kilt Rock, it's beautifully named, but with these pleated rocks. It's kind of neat, but its view is located in a very safe and boring park off the road. So it was kind of uninspiring. We stayed there for maybe 10 minutes. I don't know what the others thought, but for me, not so much. I was also disappointed with the Talisker Distillery. Okay, I like the whiskey, but there was no tasting room. You had to pretty much do the tour. And I've done whiskey tours before. They're mildly interesting. You learn a few things. But once you've done one, you know, is it really worth doing multiple of them? It's the whiskey that's the best thing about them. And I thought, and I bought a bottle, but even the store was limited. I think I'm a bit spoiled by like Guinness and Bushmills. They've got a ton of incredible shops plus tastings. I think the Talisker Distillery could do a lot more for the customers to get people. So if they don't want to do the tour, they can just, you know, I'd like to do some whiskey tastings. You know, that would be awesome. The different types of whiskey, or just even just the one. I would have been happy with just the one myself. And I did get a little tasting while we were there, but you know, and also there's a long line, so you make sure you get reservations early. I'm not sure exactly how that works if you do it beforehand, but just FYI. Now it's not a least favorite location, but Skye is pretty windy. When it isn't windy, at least during the summer, the midges are out in full force. And midges are small, biting gnats. Think of tiny, barely visible mosquitoes, unless they're swarming. In which case, So that was really annoying. During the summer, restaurants they book up. So make sure you get reservations, unless you're fine with eating at 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. If there's more than four people, we run that risk. Finally, this is the ultimate in first world problems. We use hashtag first world problems. But the internet was worse here than pretty much everywhere we've been. Bad internet and bad cell phone connections. I know, I'm like, whine. You're on the Isle of Skye. But I was wanting to stay in touch with my girls back home and was sorely disappointed. So the house internet was slow. The data on my phone didn't work at all. Most of the time, our house was a dead zone for phones as well. I guess the point is you should expect to be disconnected from your phone and from the world outside. So just keep that in mind. All right, that's what I thought of Skye. Let's see what some of the folks of the Celtic invasion of the Isle of Skye thought about as well. Now, I want to point out that when I asked I've asked this question, a similar question many times in past years, and I think I changed it up on them. So most of my invaders were responding to the question, what did you think of the trip in general, as opposed to what was the best and worst of Skye? So that's we'll take that when you listen to these interviews, and we will go from there. Let's hear what people have to say. We are finishing up the Celtic invasion of the Isle of Skye. We're sitting at it's the Flodigari Hotel, I think it is. And we're going to go to the Skye restaurant in the hotel where we're going to have some food. And they're going to bring us some drinks in a moment. And I can't wait. There's gin involved. So I'm looking forward to that. But I thought we would go ahead and do the best and worst of Skye. And you want to go ahead? You ready to do this? All right? Okay. All right, Pace.
It's green. It's very green. You can easily get into a valley where you're all by yourself up on the side of a mountain. It's quite beautiful.
And what about worse? What about worse?
Nothing bad.
Nothing bad. Nothing bad.
I'll speak for both of us.
Man, off the...
He doesn't talk. To me, the best, the scenery and the people. The people were friendly and such. The worst, the 3 days of high, cold winds and rain.
Okay, best and worst. The best, I think, is coming with such a nice group of people. That's made the trip wonderful. I love the cows and the hairy cows and the sheep and the little lambkins running to their mommies and just playing and romping. What I don't like midges. I don't like 5 hours of darkness. I would like a little more darkness for sleep. What else? What else?
Wow, that's so generous.
I was being generous, I guess. Okay, next.
The scenery out here has been fantastic. Just every turn of the road is a new picturesque view. No matter where you go, you've got hills, you've got plateaus, cliffs and outcrops, waterfalls everywhere. Sheep, 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 and the occasional coo. That said, this far north, it is pretty much light all the day long, which can make it difficult to get enough rest. We coped the best we could with a lot of music in the evenings, and that worked well. Also, it was a little bit chilly. Not used to having what for Texas would be winter weather at the height of summer. But it's a nice switch from mid-hundreds all week.
Ah, okay. So best and worst. Best. It's just like being at home in terms of the weather. Central California on the coast. But we don't have the rain. Yeah, that's the only difference. We just don't have the rain. But absolutely gorgeous. The people, like what Jan said, are amazing. I enjoyed the cruise the most. I didn't have to climb up and down hills while we were on the cruise. I have issues. And the worst was, I'm sorry, the midges! And the wind. Yeah, that'll do. It was really fun. Your turn.
Okay. Let's see. The best. Eileen, Dawn, and Castle, going there, exploring during low tide and having a lone bagpiper play. And that was somewhat magical to hear. Let's see. Next, we did get to go to a small but very entertaining sessions. And hear some live music, and that was nice.
Even being in,
yes.
Even being in,
yes. And getting vegetarian haggis that really rocks. That was actually actually at the Isles restaurant. It was very, very good.
Yeah.
And getting to walk in dinosaur tracks that had been newly discovered by archaeologists with not hardly anybody else around except for us. So, and that was really kind of cool. And seeing seals live up and personal right on the water. And the boat ride was actually a lot of fun. And getting to see the islands from a different perspective from the boat. The scenery here is absolutely magical. The fairy pools and then the fairy
Glen.
The fairy glen, absolutely
you
magical.
Like the
very, very, very peaceful. Very, for the most part, very private. Not a whole lot of people around. It's somewhat undiscovered, and just not a whole lot of tourists. The worst, yeah, the winds and the rain all at once. It was just unbelievably cold for the first couple of 3 days. Midges, yeah, they kind of suck. And potholes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The potholes around this island are pathetic. Oh, my gosh.
They're almost as bad as Salinas.
Yeah, they're really horrid. But I think that's it.
I hope you enjoyed my invader feedback. Again, the Celtic invasion of Skye was a huge success. I'm excited to share some photos and videos from the trip in the coming months. And now I just announced the two locations that I'm planning for the future Celtic invasion vacations. In 2019, we're going to have the Celtic invasion of Star Wars. That meaning we're going back to Dingle, Ireland, and this time we're going to visit Skellig Michael, and that's where the island was featured in the Last Jedi film. Then in 2020, we're going to Venice, Italy. This is the origin of Celtic invasion's vacation, because the area was conquered by a Celtic tribe called the Veneti that later migrated to Brittany and France before heading to Cornwall, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. If you want to find out more about that history, check out two episodes I released last year, The Secret History of the Celts, number 231, and History of Celtic Brittany, number 232. And head over to CelticInvasion.com if you want to join one of these awesome vacations. Now, I want to ask you to head on over to Spotify to follow my music so you can get to know me and my music. And you will find links to everything I mentioned in the show notes at KeltFather.com, where you can also subscribe to this podcast and download 21 songs for free. Thanks so much for listening. Sláinte.